This is the Truth Network.
What is the Lord doing in Utah? Beautiful snow-capped mountains. Amazing people. The topography, the geography's just remarkable. Skiing, mountain climbing, a robust economy. I am here in the Big Blue House with a longtime friend who also manages a Christian radio station here. AM 820, 95.3 FM, and they're adding some things there too. Russ East. Russ, what's God doing in Utah, my friend?
Hey, Stu, it's great to be with you. And, you know, we are just seeing God be faithful to us. We've been here for about 25 years, and we just are excited for people like Mark, who came down here all the way from Canada.
Why would a young man in his 20s come from Canada to be in the Big Blue House here in Utah?
Mark is interested in bringing a mission team to Utah for a week, so he came down here with a friend to check it out, see what Utah is all about. And people are leaving the Mormon church in droves, but sadly they're going to agnosticism. But we are trying to show them that Jesus loves them and wants to save them and give them forgiveness and give them new life. So here's Mark. I'll tell you more.
But Mark, I thought Mormons and Christians were the same thing.
Not even close. No, just there's many differences. Like even just their view of who God is and how you obtain salvation, just to say a couple really quickly. But there's a lot of stark differences, that's for sure. So
wow, so I'm looking across the road here. There's Weber State University, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
And then this is the Big Blue House, and I love the, it says radio, Christian radio, AM 820,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, it does.
You guys can pass out cards, and there's a couple FMs with that, 295.3, and another one they're working on, but because you're out here just sharing the good news of Jesus. I mean, that's you. But, you know, why would a Canadian, and I love your accent, by the way.
Oh,
we love your hockey. We love all kinds of things you guys have going on. They're great neighbors in the north. We love the Mounties as well. But why would a guy like you and your pal here come down all the way from Canada down to Utah to hang out with Russ and these guys?
Actually, this journey to reach the LDS church or the Mormon people started this year in January for my wife and I in particular. We had someone in our apartment complex who was part of the LDS faith, and yeah, we were just able to walk them into a relationship with Jesus Christ, and just with that, there was this real burning in my heart for these people. We dealt with a few missionaries along the way, and with dealing with them, I always say they're so close, yet they're so far. So they have a lot of the same language and lingo, but a lot of words mean different things, and once you start to get to know that, there's just this real burden that I have for them. Mm. I love the fact that they're friendly. I love the fact that they like to share their faith. I think that's very vital and missing in some parts of our own faith. And so I love all that, but it's just a real burden just to see them indoctrinated and, I guess, deceived would be the word. And so that's kind of the heart of coming down here to Utah, is just to really share the true gospel and just to really hopefully even just learn more about them and just see, I guess, just what Utah's like. So that's the main reason we came this time. So,
and like Canada, it's a beautiful place.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
And you have, of course, Canada, you have the Canadian, you know, the Rockies, you have beautiful Banff and Toronto, all the towns, Vancouver.
Yeah.
But you come to Utah and, you know, you think of that passage in 2 Timothy, I think it's chapter 3, where in the end times, there's like this form of godliness. They have this massive group of people, wonderful people, hospitable, kind, gracious people. I've got a lot of Mormon friends. They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. There's not a power because they deny the cross. They don't deny the cross, but there's not a cross anywhere in a Mormon temple, a stake, a ward. There's no crosses. And they have a whole different Jesus, all, but they say this, you know, I mean, you hear this, we're the church of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Well, what's wrong with that? I mean, you know, church, that's a Bible concept. Yeah. Jesus Christ, he's the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and of Latter-day Saints. Well, mm-hmm. I guess we're in the end times, right? So you think that's harmless. But what they mean by all those things is a completely different thing, this idea that you got to work your way. And we're saying this in a loving way, because you're here to reach them, to share, like that couple in your apartment complex. You want to lead them to the truth that you can't earn it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But Jesus paid it all, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. And that's the main message we're trying to share, is just the fact that just some of the passages try to bring truth to the person, but also just to share that idea, like, yeah, Jesus is sufficient. We've had some interesting conversations. There's been a few, one went for like 6 hours, and Yeah, it was just interesting to see what they believe in and to really hammer out some details. And we've met a few people who've been open to at least say that some of their points maybe aren't valid. And we've been challenged in some areas to actually like, did they actually make a good point? Let's go back and look. Oh, okay, they miscontextualized the scripture, right? So, but yeah, it's interesting that you mentioned the Latter-day Saints thing, because even if, and I think it's in Matthew 24, it says that many false Christs will arise in the last days. And even just in the title of the church, it's the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And that one always just kind of strikes me a little bit, because it's almost so blatant, right? So we definitely just want to spread the love of Christ and the message of salvation to the people. And that's what we're going to be going to do shortly back at the Temple Square. This will be our second time going there. So
you're going to Temple Square. You're going to go where all the, you know, a lot of folks come on pilgrimage from all over the place.
Yep.
And tragically, they think they're kind of earning their way, you know, mm-hmm. to heaven, and God's going to like them more because of what they do. But mm-hmm. you're going, engaging, and having conversations. You're not down there hating on people. You're loving on people, right?
Yeah, that's correct. No, we're definitely not making a scene. we're being respectful. Like, it's still their religion. It's still their buildings and stuff. So, we're going down there to be very respectful and engaging. One thing Russ East shared is to just try to make sure we say we're not coming with the spirit of contention. That's a big thing to the LDS. If you don't mention that, they're kind of like, well, you're being contentious. We're not going down there to be contentious, but we're going down there still to be asking tough questions and firm, but also respectful and gentle. Because this is their area. This is their thing, right? So, but yeah, that's what we'll be going to do right away. So,
and understand, if Jesus Christ isn't God, and if the Bible isn't the true authoritative word of God, then we're wasting our time. Let's just go home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean,
exactly.
If the Book of Mormon is true, the Doctrine of Covenants and the Pearl of Great Price and Joseph Smith and all the prophecies he gave, which, by the way, none of his prophecies came true. Hence, he's a false prophet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if he is right and all those things are right, then we'll just join Mormonism today. But the fact is, we have the Lord Jesus Christ, who's not just the Son of God, but he's God the Son. He's not a created being like the Mormon Church teaches. He's not the half-brother of Lucifer like the Mormon Church teaches.
Mm-hmm.
We're not all going to become gods like the Mormon Church teaches.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible doesn't teach polytheism.
No,
it teaches monotheism, and it teaches the deep view of the Trinity, God, the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the Son of God. He's also God the Son, and he's equal with God, you know, in essence. And it's just a powerful mystery, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And so these things are real, but the ultimate issue comes down to the gospel. How would you call people listening? Mormon, non-Mormon, there's Baptists, there's Presbyterians that never really have grasped the gospel, that Jesus died for their sins, and yet we try to earn it. So how would you challenge people out there, just whether they're LDS or not? You know, we all need the gospel, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And and even in the scriptures, like the LDS scriptures, there's scriptures that say, like, you have to keep all the commandments continually in the DNC, otherwise you will not go where Christ is. So even that, no one can do that. That's just a tremendous pressure, right? So, and even in my own personal testimony, I was into all sorts of bad stuff before in my life till about 4.5 years ago. And one day I just had to really just say, Jesus, I need you to change me, because I've tried everything. Mm. And that would be my message of the gospel, is that Jesus came fully God, fully man, and he just actually, nothing that we can do to obtain his favor because of sin, and he came and he paid the price for sin. All we have to do is believe on him and confess him with our mouth, right? So that's what we do, is he's done all the work, and I get to reap the benefit of, and we get to reap the benefit of the work that Jesus has done on the cross, so that would be my hope and to what I would share with people.
That's awesome. So, Russ, what's your challenge to this young man and young people all out there about, hey, come out to Utah and join us as we reach, you know, these dear folks out here with the good news of Jesus? What's your challenge of – this guy's a young man. I mean, why isn't he out partying in a frat house? Why isn't he out, you know, goofing around and doing – he's here to share Christ. This guy's on mission. He's focused. What's your challenge to all young people out here? What do you say to him?
Well, I would just say, first of all, thank you. Thank you for taking the time out of your schedule to come down to a place that's maybe not as, you know, it's not like going to the Bahamas or something like that, you know, but it's a great mission field, and I appreciate his willingness to Mark to come down here and check it out and see what the Lord wants to do in God's timing too. That's very important, you know. I believe he's the right kind of person. He's the right person to come down. His church is solid. But it's also God's timing. So we're going to wait on him, and we're going to trust him for things to come into place.
And by the way, you can reach a Mormon missionary wherever you are. They're everywhere. And love them and be kind to them and grab them and take them to lunch and share the good news of Jesus with them, right?
Yeah, for sure. Even in Winnipeg, Manitoba, where I'm from, I've dealt with more than one pair of missionaries. And there was a temple, a Mormon ward near where we lived. And so, yeah, they're all over the world. And I think in Manitoba, there's the stats say there's about 5,000 there. So, I mean, there's 5,000 there, just even the mission field there, right? So, yeah.
So next time you engage one of our Mormon friends with the gospel, remember how much you need the gospel. Remember how much mm-hmm. what Jesus Christ has saved you from.
Mm-hmm,
and
sure.
We're, like my friend Tony Evans always says, he says, I'm just a beggar showing other beggars where they can find bread. Amen?
Amen to that.
Thank you, Mark. God bless you, man.
You as well. Thanks, Stu.
I want to say a special thank you to a wonderful partner helping us advance the message of this program of the gospel. And the thank you goes out to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has now opened his heart to say thank you as well. He wants to give you the opportunity to do what I've done. I've slept on this pillow. I love MyPillow. I sleep better. What would you give for a good night's sleep? Right now, for the first time, you can get deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. I'm talking about the MyPillows, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, and the body pillows. All their products right now, all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials. MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and you'll save big. You won't believe the savings. Just enter promo code TRUTH when you get there. All these products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You can also call this toll-free number, 800-944-5396. Thank you, MyPillow, for partnering with us to advance the good news of the gospel. And thank you to all you guys that have checked them out and supported our sponsors.